Good morning. It's good to be with you this morning, to be able to bring the message to you. And looks like we're missing several for some reason, but it's good to see everyone that is here this morning. The text will be coming out of Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. And I entitled the lesson this morning, "Are We Too Busy to Listen to God's Word?" Are we too busy to listen to God's Word? Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. "Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village. A woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me.'" Verse 41, "But the Lord answered and said to her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" In this lesson this morning, we're going to look at how important our attitude is for God's word. And also, we need an eagerness that Mary had to study God's word, to listen to his word. You know, as I was going through this lesson, when I was preparing, you know, I thought, how great would it be to be able to sit at Jesus' feet and learn from him? How great would that be? You know, can we lose that eagerness to study the Bible as we should? And we can. We can lose that eagerness. You know, life can get in the way of us learning from God's word. And that's what happens. First thing this morning, and this is taken out of Luke chapter 10, verses 38 and 39. Mary's attitude listening to God, to Jesus. Mary's attitude listening to Jesus. You know, they came to Martha's house, where her sister Mary was as well. Well, Martha welcomed them into her house. And I thought that was a good attitude for her right there. You know, that Martha had a good attitude. Welcome, very hospitable there. But Jesus was with them. And this, we have to remember, this was also about the time the 70 were sent out there. She had a good attitude allowing them to come in. But Jesus being with them, you know, Mary was sitting at his feet listening to his word. Mary, just as he come in, she is sitting at his feet. You know, we can learn from that. When Jesus speaks to us, we must listen. You know, he speaks to us through his word. Through his word. Many times we may not like what his word tells us, but we must obey it. You know, I would hope that if Jesus came into my house, I would want to sit and listen to him. You know that they heard about him and the things that he had done. You know, and Mary must have noticed this and just wanted to listen to him. In Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Acts chapter 5, verse 29. The Bible reads, "But Peter and the apostles answered, 'We must obey God rather than men. We must obey God rather than men.'" And also in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 8. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 8. "Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." Jesus taught in many places, and he was even teaching others while on the cross. God's word will lead us to eternal life if we obey all of it. If Jesus comes to your house, or if he come to your house, would you be like Mary? Would you be eager to listen to him? Also in Philippians chapter 2, verses 2 through 5. Philippians chapter 2, verses 2 through 5. "Make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus. We know that Jesus looked for interests of others. He was very compassionate. Romans chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. Romans chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. But to those who are selfishly ambitious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, wrath, and indignation, there will be tribulation and distress for every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. But glory and honor and peace to everyone who does good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Verse 11, for there is no partiality with God. You know, some may think that God will overlook things that they have done. God is well aware of the things that we have done, good and bad. He's well aware of that. So there is a reason that we must listen to God's word and obey it, because there is a judgment day coming. Second thing I want to mention this morning comes out of Luke chapter 10 and verse 40. Luke chapter 10 and verse 40. And this is Martha. You know, she had been distracted. She had been distracted and pulled away from what she should have been doing. Martha was trying to serve, but felt as if Mary deserted her and was not helping prepare things. Martha should have dropped what she was doing so she could have sit at the feet of Jesus. She should have done that. It's like Martha was jealous of what Mary was doing. You know, jealousy can cause many things to happen. You know, we think of the story about Cain and Abel. You know, Cain killed Abel because of jealousy over God, having no regard to his offering, but to his brother's offering. You know, and Cain took him out in a field and killed him. He was also punished for it. You know, can jealousy go on in the church? It can if we allow it. If we allow it. Some can get jealous of others and others' talents. We all have different talents, and we should never be jealous of each other. We should look for things to help out with in the church and do it together. In Psalm 133 and verse 1, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. So we must work together. We should do our very best, or we should do our best to edify and build up each other so we can teach the gospel to those who are outside of Christ. You know, Martha, she was kind of having a pity party here. She even asked if Jesus cared that Mary left her to serve alone. And then she questioned Jesus, then proceeded to tell him what to do. You know, tell her to help me. You know, Martha had a poor attitude here, especially the way she talked to Jesus. You know, I can't imagine telling Jesus what to do. He always knew what to do. But there might have been even some anger here with her. We can see that she was kind of perturbed. But it's okay to be angry, but we must not sin in our anger. We can understand her anger. When we see others not being busy or helping out, we tend to get angry. But in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 26, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 26, the Bible reads, be angry and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. We can let our anger build up and then say things that we don't mean or want to say to hurt people's feelings. We can do that sometimes, and we must not do that. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 29. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 29. He who is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who is quick-tempered exalts folly. With all who came in with Jesus, Martha felt as if she had so much to do and she wasn't getting any help from Mary. She, like I said, she asked, you know, don't you care that she's leaving me alone to do all this? But we can see why she felt that way. But maybe Martha, you know, she should have done the same as Mary. She should have done that. Then later, they both could have served together. Then she might have been impatient and tried to take charge, when in all actuality, Mary was doing what she thought was important. And it was. Martha could have stopped for a while to listen to Jesus as well. Instead, she complains to Jesus and then proceeds to tell him what to do. You know, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't have told Jesus what to do. Jesus did not need to be told what to do. God hears our complaints and the way we are with people. He knows our frustrations, but His answer is always the best. It's always the best one without our help. You know, we should be Christ-like examples in all that we do. You know, do we complain more than we pray, give praise? Sometimes we do. Sometimes we do. People need to hear some positive things. You know, it's so easy to be negative. There's enough negativity in this world that we live in. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. The Bible reads, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellent and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things." We must have a good attitude in all that we do. And we control that. We control our attitude. We need to be thankful for all that we have and the hope that we have in heaven. We need to be thankful for the church and the truth that we abide by. You know, there are those who stray from the truth, and it can cost them their soul. We could see why Martha thought the way she did about why Mary wasn't doing what she thought she was supposed to be doing. Both was trying to do what they thought was most important. We shouldn't take anyone from learning from God's Word. We should never do that. God speaks to us, and it's up to us to listen and obey. The third thing this morning comes from Luke chapter 10, verses 41 and 42. And this is Martha got her answer from Jesus. This is where she got her answer. Jesus saw Martha, and she had a lot going on. And she was worried and bothered and had many things on her mind. But in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 34, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 34, "So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." You know, sometimes life can get us down, and we may worry what may happen next. But we should take our worries to God and put our trust in His will for us. James chapter 4, verses 13 through 16. James chapter 4, verses 13 through 16. The Bible reads, "Come now, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away." Verse 15. "Instead, you ought to say, 'If the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that.' But as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil." You know, many don't think about life being short. None of us know when we will pass from this life, but we must be prepared each and every day. We need to think about all the blessings that we have and be thankful for the life that we have. You know, Jesus told Martha that Mary has chosen the good part and shall not be taken away from her. This was what was necessary. Martha needed to stop and listen to Jesus herself. You know, these things that she was doing could have waited till Mary was able to help her. It could have waited. But she chose the other. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 4 through 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2. And this is Paul talking to Timothy. It says, "Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction." We know we must practice patience. Patience in every aspect of life. Patience with self. Patience with others. Paul knew preaching wasn't easy, but it must be done. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 20. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 20. "For what credit is there if when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure it with patience. But if when you do what is right and suffer for it, patiently endure it, this finds favor with God. God is patient with us. You know, He doesn't want anyone to perish. We should have the same concern for others and be patient with those who are learning the truth from God's Word. We should be patient with those who are learning. Every time we open our Bibles, we can learn something from it. You know, Mary had the right attitude to sit and listen to Jesus. Are you like Mary? Are you eager to listen? Or are we like Martha and we put it off because we're too busy? You know, hopefully we are eager to listen to God's Word each and every day. You know, we come here Sundays and Wednesdays, but we must read our Bibles daily. We must do that. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks to give an account for the hope that is in you with gentleness and reverence. We must be ready to give an answer to those who ask about our faith and what we believe and why we believe the way we do. You know, we shouldn't go through life not knowing why we believe the way we do. You know, we understand that baptism is essential. Baptism is essential for salvation. You know, we can look through the whole book of Acts. There's many conversions in the whole book of Acts. But this morning, the lesson is yours. We offer an invitation. We must hear the word. We must hear God's word in Matthew chapter 11, verse 15. He who has ears, let him hear. We must believe. Mark chapter 16 and verse 16. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. We must also repent of our sins. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, Peter said to them, "Repent in each one of you, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." We must confess. We must confess. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. And then verse 10, for with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. And then we must be baptized, back in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, repent each one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And then in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, we must remain faithful until death so we can receive that crown of life. This morning the lesson is yours. If you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a Christian and you've struggled in your daily walk, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing the invitation song.